This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. Iran said Sunday the fate of a British flag tanker it is refusing to hand back after seizing it in the Gulf depends on the cooperation of its crew with an investigation. A senior official also said the 23 crew members of the Stena Impero oil tanker were in good health. The vessel was impounded at the port of Bandar Abbas after the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps seized it in the Strait of Hormuz on Friday on allegations of failing to respond to distress calls and turning off its transponder after hitting a fishing boat. Britain called the seizure dangerous and summoned Iran's charge d'affaires on Saturday, urging Iran to de-escalate tensions and release the tanker. Thousands of people turned out Sunday in Hong Kong's stifling heat to protest a controversial extradition bill and call for an investigation into alleged police violence and for democratic reforms in the Chinese-ruled territory.
You can see so many people come here on the street and on every weekend, and the government still do not answer for what we ask. So we need to stand for what we want and keep going on, because we're Hong Kongers. We love our homes, so we need to fight.
Millions have rallied over the past 2 months in an unprecedented show of force against Hong Kong's embattled leader, Carrie Lam. Health officials say an oppressive heat wave that has blanketed large swaths of the United States has contributed to the deaths of at least six people. With the National Weather Service warning a dangerous heat wave paired with high humidity over the weekend could quickly cause heat stress or heat stroke, events were canceled throughout the nation, from festivals and concerts to sporting events. This is VOA News. A gun and suicide bomb attack in northwestern Pakistan Sunday has killed at least 10 people and injured more than 30 others. Salim Riaz, the police chief of Dera Ismail Khan, told reporters four gunmen on motorcycles opened fire at a security checkpoint in a residential area, killing two policemen. He said later a suicide bomber dressed in a burqa had attacked the entrance to the hospital where the victims had been taken, causing further casualties. He said they found the bomber's hair and legs, and they looked female, and the remains would be sent for forensic tests. The Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for the incidents in an email sent to VOA. Ukrainians are going to the polls Sunday to cast their ballots in a snap parliamentary election that could consolidate the power of its recently elected president. A tidal wave of popular support in April carried Volodymyr Zelensky, a comedian who played the president on a popular TV show, to Ukraine's highest office. A delegation from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, led by Serene Mabourn, is observing the vote.
We are 62 members from 20 countries different to be all over in Ukraine to observe. At this moment, it's very difficult for us to say if the process is very smooth, because we need to have all the observation in order to give an advice about the process.
Zelensky's party is expected to do well, but may fall short of a majority, forcing it to form a coalition. Japanese voters also cast ballots Sunday in an upper house election, with Shinzo Abe's ruling bloc looking to protect its majority and keep on track plans to amend the country's pacifist constitution. Advocacy groups and unions are urging major U.S. hotel chains not to house migrants who've been arrested by Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
For decades now, the government has been occasionally detaining migrants in hotels and says it might have to split up families if those hotels don't help. The big companies released statements saying they don't want their hotels used to detain migrants. They felt pressure from their unions as well as from customers. But some hotel owners say they'd consider housing migrants because it's not our business to stand on one side of the debate or another. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Faith Lapidus. This is VOA News.